It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
With all the stuff going on for the Niners, A, he's definitely an 8, 8.5 this year. Here's the other reason why. I don't think he's calling the play calls in the red zone, right? That's Mr. quote-unquote offensive guru Kyle. Yeah. And let me tell you, if I could tell you from behind the TV what's going to go down on second and third down lately, you're damn right the defense is too, right?
Wow, yeah. So I think it's an execution issue.
That is not his fault. And last year, I'm giving him a 9.5. Let's be real. He wins that Super Bowl, everyone's having a whole
nugget.
Thanks,
that
Richie
is a
Rich.
Great nugget.
They
about,
didn't.
I don't, because who said it? Oh, West Oakland
Gotta
Hardaway.
Got to do the legal.
Oh, well,
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
That was a nugget. West Oakland Holloway used it as a demerit.
What?
Did Purdy couldn't change the plays at the line.
Yeah.
But now the element of the team in the red zone, Purdy's not calling anything. That's on the coach.
No. Yeah, but it's an execution. It's an execution.
You remember the meme where the guy's tapping his head?
It's an execution issue with Brock down there.
Oh, Stoney, stop.
Part of it.
No.
I deducted one for the red zone issues.
Stop.
I deducted one for the
Ray
five
Ratto,
and
our guy.
You know what? There it is. I deducted, on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave Purdy a 7. I deducted 1 point for the red zone issues.
That's too many.
I've deducted 1 point for the record. And I've deducted 1 point because the stats are down from the previous year.
But you hate stats.
Not all of them. When they make my point, I love them.
Dude, you are, man. You're being vicious this morning. You're going to lose your grading license.
By the way.
By the time we get out of here, man.
I've just always, give me a 7 for anything and I'll take it. I didn't realize I was going to insult anybody. Let's go to Math Mike. Math Mike's in Pleasanton.
Oh, he's got a problem.
What's up, Math Mike? How you doing?
No, dude, it's Math Teacher Mike.
Okay.
I've taught for over 25 years.
Nice.
And, bro,
wow.
A 7? A 7?
Right.
You know, a 7 is like, that's an insult. In fact, a 7 is what you give to that kid who does all his homework. He's really nice and fast. And he brings you an apple or something and then flunks all his tests. And you go, I better give him a 7 or his parents are going to be breathing down my neck. That's ridiculous.
Wow, man. Call it like you
what
see
What
are
you giving him, Math Teacher Mike?
Yeah, that is. And first of all, Goo, God bless you, man. How do you put up with this guy?
Dude, it's 6 years.
Negativity.
Yeah. Now you got to be a little careful. Mike, now you got to be a little careful.
Goo, you probably go home and just like pound
something.
I have a.
God, man.
Wrote a couple emails about how hazard pay working with you. Dibs, Shasky, Bonte, they don't know what it's like. Spadoni.
No, they'll never have the pleasure.
There's nobody like you.
That's right. That's right.
And then when I want to
you're
be a jerk to my kids,
one of the greats.
I just go to your manual. It's like, who is he? Lex Luthor. Dude, a 7 is, that's offensive. Because you're great. You're putting everything that's wrong with the team.
No, I'm not.
Or, yes.
No, I'm not.
I'm looking at your eyes. You are, Steiny, because there's no way you give him a 7.
What? I just did, and we do have people who are giving him 7s and below.
But they're Steiny fans.
No, they're not.
Yes.
They're objective. Mr. Objectivity, remember, Your greatest strength is your greatest weakness. You love me for my objectivity.
Oh, man.
You hate me for it, too. I get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to lucky number seven, Scotty and Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Doing well.
Hey, no, I got to say, you know, generally when you say a seven, it's actually not that bad when you think
That's
about
what I feel
it.
Like.
But when you actually, but hold on, but All right. Hold on.
Okay.
When you look at it in the context of where Brock, if you go by the numbers, you say the numbers are in your on your side on this. You're wrong. Purdy is ranked seventh in the league, second in the NFC QBR ratings. Mm. He's just below Mahomes. And Hurt is just behind him. So what would you rank Mahomes if he's literally within a few points on QBR of Brock Purdy? What do you rank him?
I mean, they're 9-0.
I know. But I'm saying,
that's a 9.
Wow, man.
Can you name better quarterback than Purdy in the NFC right now? You should see the numbers for Darnold. He's down at 18 now. Love is at
There's only one, Jared Goff. That's what I come up with. And maybe Baker Mayfield.
Goff is down. No, Goff went down because he threw 5 picks in the last
game. You know what? Wow. Reacting to new information. That was a 5-pick game. But still, Jared Goff.
Probably is less than Brock.
He's been in control.
He probably doesn't.
Yeah. Dude, he's hot. And you know what I don't like about this?
This is such a stupid idea.
No, you know what I don't like what you just did? When we had thought Warner had missed a game, you were ready to just whack him at the knees for missing the game.
Warner?
He plays hurt, and then you don't adjust. See, then you just.
Every football player plays hurt.
See what I'm saying?
Every single player plays hurt.
You are picking and choosing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Okay. Mr. 49er Chickering. Has Fred Warner been as good the last 4 games as he was the previous 4?
No.
Thank you.
It's a total different
Dalen
question.
Dalen Cupertino. No, that's why I can't. That's why I don't give Warner a
turn.
Get off the field.
No. He was amazing the first games before
amazing.
That, though.
But I can only give him a 10. I can only give him a 10. If I could give him an 11, I would have. He was that good. Hey, but I got it.
Yeah.
What's up, Dale? Dale's
don't
in Cupertino.
Forget your assignment you did last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, we got plenty of time for that. Hey, Dale, what's going on, man?
I love you guys, and I haven't called much. I did call yesterday, but I hadn't called in like 6 months before. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
Hey. And it's such a joy. So if you look at it at a zero, 90% on it was an A, 80% on it is a B. If you're below a 6, you shouldn't be starting, much less even be on the field. So if you're calling him a 7, no way. He's at least an 8.5.
Yes.
If you look at it from a real grading score. No quarterback starting should even be below 7.
Well, that's a scale issue.
Let him finish.
I'm on your side this time.
Yeah, no doubt.
I didn't want to let him finish if that's what he's going to say.
That's a walk-off.
A walk-off.
You shouldn't even be on the field at a 6, and you're going to say he's one level above the...
That wasn't even a top 3 call today.
No doubt, man. People, you're on an island.
Yeah, this is...
And the boss didn't give you the grade.
Just give it up, Steiny. Purdy can do no wrong in 49er fans' eyes.
No,
you know what? And you're right, 925, and I should know better.
Now the gloves are coming
off. I should know better.
That's not what this is about.
Stop throwing picks!
Steiny, stop. Jared Goff just threw 5, but won the game.
Yeah, and you know what? Whatever you do, don't hold Brock, don't hold him accountable for anything to do with a 5-4 record. Whatever you do.
No, he has a hand in it.
Yeah.
But I think you're putting the special teams.
No,
the
I'm not.
Defense.
No,
off.
No. I explained my.
You're giving a team grade to Brock,
no,
and
I'm
that's
not.
What I think I find offensive. You're giving him a. You're giving the team grade to Brock.
No, I'm not.
Because they have been a 7.
No.
In totality, they have been a 7. That is perfect. But you're
for
giving,
Purdy.
Wow, Steiny. So, did you watch the game you did against Tampa Bay? He drove them down, passed for almost 400 yards, had a
350. He passed for
353. No picks. What do you want?
I want better numbers. I want a better record.
Okay.
I want more.
Now you address the team.
The
special teams.
So let me get this straight.
Right.
If the 49ers are having red zone issues, Like, you don't deduct anything from Purdy.
Okay.
Well, they're the worst team in the league in the red zone.
But it stops at that. What else could, like, the fluttering or the
ducks
that are, you know, random, and I see him, I'm like, damn, that didn't come out of his hand right. But it's the incompletion. I'm looking at I'm looking at the whole spectrum of the game. And the record is the worst thing. You're right. It's not last year's record, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about him. You haven't mentioned his legs. We've talked about this whole season.
What about West Oakland Holloway? He's using his leg game because he's not finding open receivers.
You don't believe that though. And I don't think West Oakland Holloway believes
it. I don't know.
Yeah, but maybe they're not blocking.
Hey.
And he's got a abort mission. And get out of there. That's how I'm seeing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Brock is perfect, Carter.
Yeah, kind of are. You gave a higher grade to Mahomes for their record, you said earlier, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, but their defense has completely outplayed the 49ers defense this year. Close.
Hey, Carter, we're talking about the quarterbacks. I don't care about defense.
You do because that's why Brock scores low is you're holding him accountable for what the Niners are not doing defensively.
This offense through six games last year, whatever it was dynamic. They're not quite as dynamic. Okay, but listen, if you want to give out A's to every quarterback in the league.
I didn't give out an A.
And that's the other thing. That's the other thing we're talking about here, and that's a big problem from math teacher Mike. It's like he said no starting quarterback should get less than a 7. Well, that's not the way I'm using the scale. Who's the worst quarterback in the – Will Levis. He stinks.
Well, Dak like until he got hurt. Yeah.
In my book. Anyway.
Well, he's a 1.
It's 11-10, and I'm still sticking with a 7.
You'll change when Willard and Div roll in here.
No.
Dude, that is low, man. Nah. This is what we do. We chop it up.
888-957-9570. I mean, without Kittle, he's probably a 5.
But that's...
Good communication, great connection with Kittle, that bumped him back up to a 7.
But that's like saying if Michael Jackson wasn't part of the Jackson 5, they wouldn't hit.
I don't understand that.
Captain and Tennille. Yeah, what if it was Captain and Reneal?
I'm sticking to football.
My point is, it is what it is. You can't say, what if he didn't have Kittle? He has him.
Right.
The biggest component that people find offensive, and I'm leading it, is he hasn't had the luxury of McCaffrey, and I don't feel that's changed your grading system at all. It's almost like he's getting more demerits.
No, I'm judging him as a quarterback with Jordan Mason running for 9 games.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's going to happen here today.
About another hour, you'll
come around. More people going to be coming to my side than going to yours.
Well, they'll be Steiny stands.
888-95. See, and that's an insult. See, that's a put down.
Boy, it really,
that's a put down.
Your point down.
So you're basically
really
saying,
why does that offend
even
them?
Your dumb take, Steiny, people will just say they like him.
Oh,
because,
my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Are you acting like that's not
offensive.
Part of what we do?
That's offensive. Yeah, we'll talk about it during the break.
Have you been on Twitter? That was Rattle. People give you love just because they like you and know you're wrong.
Thank you.
That exists.
925, why is 7 disrespectful?
Because it's almost a D.
Oh, please. Not in my grading.
6.5 is a D+.
Okay. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of a game. It's going to be a game where I got to believe Brock Purdy will rate a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. That segment also brought to you by Robert Half.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of years Brock Purdy having? On a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of years Brock Purdy having? I got him at a 7. Let me read a couple of these to you, Guru.
Steiny's boy, you got to go a long way to get somebody to agree with you.
I'm going
to
read them all. Steiny's parents were English teachers, not math teachers.
That's
and it shows.
Four.
That's Mikey Dubs. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's good. This from the 307. Guru, a grade of 7 is warranted. From the first couple years to his performance now, there's no doubt there's been a slippage when comparing Purdy last year to Purdy this year.
But that wasn't part of the assignment.
You're right.
You told me leave.
So he's having a worse year than last year. So he can't be a 9 or 10.
Well, I didn't give him a 9 or 10. It's my grade, and I'm sticking with it.
I'll get you off that number.
Please. No, yours is going up, especially by 2 o'clock.
It may come down.
Dude, Steiny, stop. Receivers aren't. What about the receiver thing where they're not getting separation?
I don't
believe
that.
You're the author of it, I thought.
When I'm on that side of an argument.
See, that's why the stands come out for you. Hey, real quick, Jim Molay, Steiny, I said Captain and Tennille. Carter's too young to know who they are. Yeah. Old group, man and woman.
Sure.
So I was playing off of that, and I said Captain and Roneal. That's at the actual group in Detroit. Who knew?
Who is?
Captain and Roneal out of Detroit. Jim Olay.
I don't believe it.
He's Google.
I'd more believe Captain and Loneal.
Now, that's actually a 2.
You're telling me, we all know who the Captain and Tennille are.
Dude, famous.
You're telling me there's somebody.
A band, Captain and Roneal. Out of Detroit.
I'm gonna need proof of that.
All right.
I'm not saying you're wrong, or I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just going to need to get some info on that. Let's go to Phil in Palo Alto. Hey, Phil, what's going on, man?
All right, love will keep us together. That's right.
Nice.
Hey,
that's a
problem.
5. Yeah. And you don't even know why.
It's one of their hits.
The problem with your team
talking to Carter.
Is this. You need to grade on a curve. Because in your grading system, no one's a 10. You put Mahomes at a 9. If he's the best quarterback in the league, how could he not be a 10?
I got Lamar Jackson as a 10.
And I do too. Okay? Go ahead. Sorry.
Is Purdy the top 10% of all quarterbacks in the league? If so, he's got to be a 9. That's top 10%.
I don't do it like that.
Ah, he does, though. I like that. Steiny, he's a top 10 quarterback. He's playing like a top 10 quarterback.
I'm shocked.
Come on, man.
I'm shocked. 707, that's up in the Redwood Empire, Santa Rosa. 707, red zone issues, that's 1.
What if that's on the coach?
Not taking the checkdowns, 1. The lame excuse of not having McCaffrey, that costs you 2. And the 707's got him at a 6.
Please. Now, that's not even being fair, man.
I don't know. Let's see what Deebo Samuel has to say.
We was just on the way back from Tampa.
Yeah.
And I walked past him, and he looked kind of a little frustrated a little bit. And I'm like, bro, what's going on? Like, you almost just threw for 400 yards. We won the game. He was like, bro, I just got to be better. Like,
yeah.
That's always his mentality of, like, I just got to be better. And he was just sitting there kind of, like, beating himself up. I was like, bro, we just won the game. You know, this, that, and the third. He was like, bro, I can't. Like, I just got to make this throw. You know, it's just the little things about Brock.
Yeah.
And that's what you guys get to see for sure.
So that was Deebo Samuel. And, of course, the part of the cut that we didn't play was Deebo Samuel saying that Brock Purdy gave himself a 7.
No,
on a scale of 1 to 10.
There were some bad throws. Yeah. There were some high throws. Kittle bailed him out, one across the middle.
Brock knows.
No, Brock's...
Brock knows he's got to be better.
He's making me feel like I'm wearing Brock Purdy underwear. That's 7. What I don't like about this.
Deebo Samuel just acknowledged like that.
Now, Deebo, you almost lost the game, and you get a new stylist. Did you see the outfit he
didn't.
Dude, it's like it's still bothering me. I don't know what look.
Is it like a Russell Westbrook?
No, he had shorts, but it looked like a skirt with leather. He looked like a Wesley Snipes in Blade.
I never saw
Steiny,
that.
Steiny, I'm going to show you during the break.
Okay.
When men used to dress like Clark Gable and Dark Gable. I don't know what this mess is, Steiny.
92 years ago.
When I show you what he's wearing it, just strutting like he's... got a 3-piece suit on. What happened to some Stacey Adams in a blazer? Anyway, Steiny.
Apparently it's the captain in Rumeal, like Rumeal Robinson, the former Michigan player.
Now, how do you know that without hearing anybody pronounce it?
925, because he spelled it in all capital letters.
I'm going with Jim Malay.
650, 650. I'm changing mine from a 7.95 to a 6.95. Come to think of it, he has missed quite a few open receivers this year.
Oh, you guys. Again, I was just not AFC. Give me 5 NFC quarterbacks playing better than Brock Purdy.
I don't.
Jaden Daniels, I'll let you have him.
They're not in this one.
If you want to throw Baker in there, I'll let you have him. But outside of that, Steiny, guy in Detroit.
This is not a quarterback ranking system we're doing.
It's an individual ranking.
We're assigning a number to Brock Purdy on this year.
But you're giving the team grade
1
to
through
him.
10.
Yeah, you are.
Scale of 1 to 10, what are you giving Brock Purdy for his performance this year?
What was the boss's number?
He doesn't give a number. He just likes to stir it up and then leave the room.
But you got to have some mix to stir it up.
I don't know what his number is.
He's not bad. He's damn sure not bad.
7 is not bad.
Is he at his best, what we've seen the last 2 years? No, but take everything into account.
That's what I have. I told you my scoring system.
I hate it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm giving him a 7, which I think is good. I think it's good. It's good, solid quarterback play. 8. To me, it's a touch too high for him because we're only 5-4. We have red zone issues, and the numbers aren't great.
Well, I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'll take the people behind the curtain, Carter included. You know how many times we get on the elevator after a show? 4 hours, 240 minutes. I'm like, Steiny, that was a great show, man. No, it wasn't. So you're that guy. Like, there's a mechanism in you to where – you just, like, I am fair. Blown away right now at the 7, seriously. I think you're giving a team grade
away at
to an individual. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Tampa Bay game, he gets no credit for driving them down, getting them into field goal position.
I mean, let's put the route on the table. Jennings.
How did Jennings get the ball?
He's wide open.
I was supposed to see that. Now, Carter, he's telling on himself right now. Somebody had to get him the ball. That's all.
925. Steiny, Brock gave himself a 7 for one game, not the season.
Thank you.
I made that up.
So did Jim Molay. There is captain in Roneo. My bad.
Wait a minute. I totally made it up. Brock Purdy, as far as I know, never put a number on what his performance
I'm
was.
I'm sure he didn't.
But if he would, what do you think Purdy would give himself?
No, mm-hmm. athletes are harder on themselves than anybody.
They're not harder than me.
Steiny, he may give himself a 7.5 or 8.
I think he'd give himself a 7.
Well, we know Lamar Jackson wouldn't give himself a 10.
That's right. But I do. And I'm the one with the radio sports talk show.
Because now you got me thinking, okay, we could blow this and switch up now.
415.
Because if we get to the real number, it's going to be what's on that check when he gets that contract cut.
I don't.
See, he hasn't heard that at all. Those zeros and the commas in that.
Hold on.
They have nowhere else to go, Steiny.
I'm just telling you.
To me, he's got that solidified.
Okay. I don't know if I necessarily want to get into the numbers.
And I know
what does he have solidified? A number you have. Because I'm sticking by my number that he's not getting 60. I'm sticking with that.
Well, I'll say this. because some things could pop off other places in other cities. I would not be surprised, and I won't be mad, football mad, if he resets the market. That's how I think he's playing, to where that's still on the table. And I think, I could be wrong.
Like, I don't mean, like, if he gets 40 or 65, like, to me, in a way, like, I don't really care about that, because he's the franchise quarterback either way.
Right. And they're just trying to negotiate. Though. That's what I, like, yeah. Dak didn't earn it. They gave it to him.
And, I mean,
Trevor Lawrence didn't earn it. They gave it to him. We see it all the time. That's what this is really about. Like, Steiny, he's really, okay, forget our numbers for a second. The 8.5 and a 7. He's not playing bad to where it's like, oh, man, they might go, what did the caller say, Sam Darnold, come in for two. No, that's gone. I think they've identified their guy.
I said that right off the top.
But it's about how he's doing this season.
I mean, Purdy's the guy. He's the quarterback. I'll give him a 7 this year.
So if I said, give me the top three problems for the Niners this season, would Purdy be in? Because
Probably not.
Oh, well, that's a win in itself then.
I mean, Purdy, how'd you ask the question?
Would he be in your top three things that ail the Niners this year?
Wouldn't.
For me,
no,
either.
Wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
And if we went to five, I don't think he would show up.
But I'm looking at, what is clicking on all cylinders look like? That looks like 7-2 and 8-1.
Well, we haven't seen yet.
That's correct. And he's running this offense.
But not by himself.
No. But
and
he's
if the
still
coach
the quarterback.
Is on the sideline being obvious in the red zone,
please.
Maybe we figure
it
out.
Well, then he's an idiot, not a genius.
Well, last year, like, they were, 65-68% in the red zone.
Let's be honest. Let's not talk about Kyle Shanahan as one of the greatest coaches of all time, a great play caller, and then be like, but he does stink in the red zone. I mean,
he stinks at drafting quarterbacks. Well, no, I can't say that. The blunder that was Trey Lance, the blessing that was Brock Purdy.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy and the Niners, halfway through the season, they're 5-4, and we're kind of taking stock of what's going on with Brock Purdy this year. We all knew coming in that Brock Purdy is playing for a contract. Not only that, but that's a big part of it. And again, I don't necessarily want to get into the numbers. We can if you want, but it's more about me thinking, yeah, this guy's the quarterback. He's the quarterback. And I don't care if he gets 40 or 60, he's the quarterback. So then I thought, you know, he's not done anything this year that makes you even think of moving on without him.
See, that's already a 7.5 then.
Well, it's a 7 for me.
Okay.
That's all.
For the sanity of all of us, I got to do this, Donnie. This is when I love myself. What would you give the Niners through the first 9 games?
See, I'd give them a 5.
What? Now you're consistent with your BS scoring, but okay.
It's called MS.
It's got
to
be lower than his grade.
Of course.
And it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop.
You want to start putting numbers on everybody on this team? You don't want to do that. What would you give? What would you give the left tackle?
No, seriously, I'd give him a 7. This has not been his best year, man.
See,
you know, Carter, what would you give?
I'd give him
7-1.
A 6.
I'm with you, a 7. I think.
Yeah.
But here's the reason I'd give him a 6.
The holdout.
No.
Oh. Well, you.
But he's just not playing great.
Yeah.
Because if I'm giving Purdy a 7, I think Purdy's having a better year than Trent Williams. By about point.
Now, what if Trent was on his A game?
Well, he's not.
Would they be better in the red zone, and would Purdy's grade be higher?
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I'd bump him up to a 7 and an 8, respectively.
He said 5.
But they stink in the red zone. Man. And they're 5-4. And we were going to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year.
Well, that's still there. No, yeah. Even if you were, 8-1, Donnie, it's still,
if the 49ers were 8-1, he'd be at least an 8-5 for me. But as Stephen A. Smith told me, but he's not.
Mm. And he's not right now. You tell me if I'm being too fair here. Unfair. He's not an MVP candidate like he was last year up until this juncture.
No, but that to me is more a function of the team not being successful or as successful. Like, I think an MVP's always got to come off a top 5 team as far as I'm concerned. That's just me. Anthony in Brentwood. What's going on, Anthony? How you doing, man?
All right, good morning, fellas. So,
hey, long time no here.
Yeah. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, yeah, working through the schedule and stuff. So, then, right. But, like, I'm a great block party like I grade women. A 7 is a cutie pie. A 8 is, oh, man. And then a 9 and 10 is she fine. So, I'm giving Block
say he fine
a 6.5. I'm giving Block a 6.5. Because, and the reason I said it is because I don't want to go there, but at the end of a night at a club, you can probably still get away with taking a 6 home. They'll get the job done, but you really wouldn't want them for your long-term decision. And I also would like to say that you said that there aren't 5 quarterbacks in the NFC playing better than Brock. Uh-huh. And that's just not true. You got Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
You got the boy in there. You got Jaden Daniels. You have the homie with the Lions. You got Kyler Murray. You
that's
got
3.
Jalen Hurts. And that's 4.
I'm not going Hurts. Anthony, I love you, baby. And your system Anthony. Was so 2000. I don't know if he could use that system nowadays. The great system.
Yeah,
but, Ant, I'm not giving you Hurts. Miss me with that, man. I can't let Hurts in.
He can't hear you. He dropped the mic.
Oh, okay. Right.
I forgot about Jalen Hurts.
Sonny, stop.
What's their record?
It's about he, not they. That's the assignment.
He drives the bus.
Oh, you are so bad.
He's had Saquon Barkley the whole year.
Thank you.
What's your point? Brock hasn't had his Christian McCaffrey the whole year. And that's just a factor that isn't factored in. We're just talking about Hurts.
Yes.
And Purdy.
He's hurt the eyes early. Now they've got their groove, but don't tell me he's playing.
Yeah. But there you go again. See, there we go again. I may as well address that now, too. You got to be first all the time. I got to be first.
See, this is what you like to do.
I got to be first.
Nobody cares.
You wrote Sirianni and the Eagles off. You laughed at him. And I said, guys, he's not the greatest coach in the world. We're 3 games into the season, and you wrote him off.
No, they're done.
And that's
because
the kind of radio I don't like to do.
Rear its head when it's go time.
You don't know that.
He will cost them. Sirianni, listen, I never said they couldn't win the division or be. They were 10-1 in collapse. So wake me up in December, January when it's off time about Philly.
Yeah, so
they got one of the best rosters in the game.
I don't know about that. I thought the 49ers had the best roster in the game.
Well, it's taking a hit, injuries.
Guru, only in the Bay Area can we give the 49ers a 9.
Oh, no.
5-4. And the Eagles are 7-2, and they get a 6.
Oh, dude.
Come on, people.
I see what you're doing. But Anthony's, that scoring system's out. It's got to be updated.
Yeah, Anthony, I love your I love your number. We can't do that concept.
Unlimited.
That was Andrew Dice Clay scoring system, man. Oh, man. You got?
From the 415, did you guys think that you guys would be talking about this for over an hour? Get off Steiny and his fair rating. Actually, we thought we could go a little longer than an hour, and you might be right.
You really didn't know we were doing spaces last night?
No.
He invited you.
What? He didn't do it via telephone call, via text, or via email. So how did he get the word to me? With a string and a plastic cup.
Well, he brought you up on it before we got started. We had like a city council.
So now you're telling on yourself. He said, "Hey, Gook, should we get Steiny in here now? We don't need him all."
No, he was joking with you, thinking you were texting him at that time because we were doing something. And he said, "Steiny's more than welcome." And we were thinking you were listening, and then you kept texting him because every time you did, he read it.
Well, that's because I got to run my show ideas by somebody.
That's a 9.
No, I would.
Excuse me for being a father.
I had a couple things on my plate today. One is something's going on with Bay Area fans right now. By the way,
I heard that in the morning.
What do you mean? They take my Nahigian forward my text to the morning show?
It's not your stuff is not profound as you think. But why would you say? I think the Warriors got a lot to do with if I'm on the right street. And the 9 bye hurt him.
Here's the bottom line.
I believe the 9 bye week hurt him.
Here's the bottom line. We don't like teams that are average out here. We just don't.
No, I
the Giants owned the town 10 years ago.
owned it.
Rightfully so.
Owned it.
Rightfully so.
They're now not even in the game.
But they,
you had the Warriors.
Okay.
Oh, everybody was into the Warriors. Four titles. I'm sorry. I noticed a dip the last 2 years. But now they're 9-2. And the dreams are alive. So now the Warriors are back in business. But here's the thing. The Niners have gone to the NFC Championship
four times
in the last
and
5 years.
And it could be five.
That's not for here. My point is that I feel like there's just a little downtick in 49er interest. And why would that be? Maybe because they're 5-4.
Nah.
And they're not 7-2 rolling toward another Super Bowl appearance. Just...
We gravitate can leave, to
use
to
your phrase,
losing.
We can leave that there.
Fan is short for fanatic. So I believe 5-4 constitutes more buzz and noise and anger and passion from fans. I think you're wrong.
Yeah.
And I think you sold the Giant fans up the river.
Well, there are none. There are no Giants fans
and
anymore.
And did you hear they're not even getting a meeting with Soto?
Why would
I would have lied.
He's not Posey's kind of guy.
I would have lied, Buster, and just said, we tried to call
by
them.
By the way, put this in the cap right now. Buster Posey's offseason is going to look exactly like Mike Dunleavy's offseason, and it's going to be underwhelming, and everybody's going to be chirping about it, and you know what? They're going to be good.
Wow.
Well, they're going
to
be good.
They should have been good
Take
last
it to the
year.
Bank.
They should have been good last year, so I'm not throwing confetti for that. That was disappointing. They had the horses.
They have no horse.
Not to win it, but make
it predictable. Name me one horse.
Oh, my God. The guy that made the All-Star team that roams left field. Ramos?
What's his first name?
Come on. Steiny starts with H.
See, he is not a horse.
To me,
he's a player.
They don't have horses. If Carter thought I didn't know his name... That
did you whisper, Elian?
Yes, Carter, you didn't do it on purpose. You're going for what you.
Way to go, Carter.
I'm done.
That's how you bail out a host,
dude. That hurt.
That's good producing.
I gave you the age. I know his name. That
you
but Carter thought
name.
I didn't know it.
Yeah,
I
bet a lot of listeners
Carter
thought
did.
You didn't know it either.
Dude, I need a minute. Wow,
Carter's on top of it.
Nah, he said a lot without saying a lot.
Oh gosh,
Elian. What? That hurt me.
Well, what hurts me is you actually think he's a horse.
I
you know what? I don't call you a horse unless you hit 28 homers. I mean, come on. He didn't have 28, right?
That's Matt
right.
Williams got a gold glove.
No Giants ever.
What
no
about
Giants
Bailey?
30.
Bailey.
Why would we talk about Matt Williams?
He got a gold glove.
That was... So what is that? How's that relevant? It was 23 years
ago.
Hit
over 20 homers. I like what he did last year.
No, but where's this coming from?
You said they have no horses.
Who's Matt? Matt Williams played 30 years ago.
Oh, good God.
What are you talking?
I'm stunned. Time out.
Who's he thinking of?
Review it.
He's thinking of Matt Chappie.
Yeah, come on. Carter, that hurt me, man. You sent me in a tailspin. Matt Williams. Third base, damn it.
Like, what the hell does Matt Williams have to do with anything?
I need a T.O.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, see, I'm enjoying this
but
show.
But, yeah,
today.
The Giants season was disappointing, is bottom line.
That's true. That we can agree on.
And your guy's gone now, Snell.
Who?
Snell.
Good. Good riddance.
Man.
Well, actually, he's not officially gone, is he? But he's more than likely
he
gone.
Quit Saturday the pitch he was supposed to go. That's when you knew he was out. Right?
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Ty, Telmo, I see Miles and Hayward. We'll get to your calls absolutely positively on the other side. And we're talking San Francisco 49ers. They play the Seahawks on Sunday, 105 Levi Stadium. And they can really put a hurting on the Seahawks in the standings with a win on Sunday. And we're talking about Brock Purdy because he's a big topic of conversation. What kind of year do you think he's having? We're grading him. No, we're not grading him. We're rating him.
Right.
We're rating him on a scale of 1 to 10. I had him at a 7. Goose got him at an 8.5. And quite frankly, all hell's broken loose. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also sponsored by Lucky California. See if Carter can find the button. There's a button guru that's like, 95.7, the game. Steiny and Guru. Look at him. He's
now,
there he goes.
Steiny and Guru on 95.7, the game.
Had a baby, Carter.
Sorry if I couldn't help you, Carter. I was looking at film on Mike texting me. It's Matt Whip Chapman, not Williams. It's what happens when you have three kids and problems, man. Dude, you didn't know who the hell I was talking about. The third baseman, buddy.
I did not.
It was Matt and Matt. That was it. Help me out now.
I didn't make the connection. In fact, my first thought was, why would he possibly be bringing up Matt Williams? I'm thinking, like, what does he have to do with anything? All right. I'm just going to take a call and we'll get into it. Yeah. And then I'll reset. And who's been waiting the longest?
So you haven't changed from your seven.
Hell no.
By the time Willard and Dibs get in here, put it in the cap, you'll be up to a 7-5.
I believe.
Hell no. Yeah. Lock it up, baby.
By the way, thank you, 707. He agrees with my Buster Posey take. You can take that one to the bank. Yes, sir. Let's go to Miles. Miles is in Hayward. The Stack.
Yeah.
What's up, Miles? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I got to say something about the Brock Purdy salary. I would say this. If he was with a better coach, offensive coordinator, instead of saying that he would be getting paid more money like that guy in Detroit, Purdy got more swag than the coach. Kerry Shanahan has called all the plays, and I just never liked that. He's the reason why they're not winning anything. The quarterback's not allowed to develop and make decisions.
Wow.
So how is he going to pass? He's going to develop quick enough to do anything. So Shanahan don't have enough swag to be the 49er coach, and he definitely don't have enough swag to be coaching Purdy. That's what I say.
Appreciate the call, Miles.
I do wonder. Oh, go ahead.
Sounds like Miles has him at a 7.
Well, no, Miles is mad at Kyle's for the growth or, you know, keeping him stagnant. Like, at some point, I wonder if Brock, like Debo said, he was down, you know, he didn't like his performance or whatnot. Yeah, sure. Let's just keep it real. Yeah, like, the Elways, the Mannings, guys like that go to the boss like, dude, let me run this thing.
But he's not ready.
I don't know if Kyle has that trait to not be handsy.
Did he let Matt Ryan?
Well, see, I'm assuming Matt was doing what... But he was the offensive coordinator, Steiny. He wasn't the emperor.
Listen.
He wasn't Darth Vader there.
Listen.
He's Darth Vader here.
Listen.
This is his show.
Listen.
Think about it.
Listen. I'll admit, what I'm about to say...
Oh, boy.
Some people may feel as a troll, but I don't mean it as a troll. But if it's true that Kyle doesn't let Purdy do some stuff... Well, there can't be a mystery as to why. The mystery is Kyle doesn't think he's ready to do that, if that's the case at all.
So Jimmy never got out of that umbrella.
So.
But Jimmy was older, more mature.
But he never trusted Jimmy. I think he's on his way to trusting Brock.
Okay.
I mean, like...
I'm not saying he's not.
I don't know how long the... And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little uncomfortable talking about check downs and audibles because I don't really do think we know. But who's to say, if you guys are all right on that, that he doesn't let Brock Purdy do that, that he's still a good quarterback. They're going to pay him in the offseason. He'll become their franchise quarterback.
Well, that's
and then
happen.
Over the next 3 or 4 years, he's probably going to get more responsibility.
Okay. Right. But, Steiny, listen, this is not talking about taking out the trash. And you don't have to be Greg Cosell to put yourself at the line of scrimmage and you see stunts and everything that the defense is trying to do and all the ploys that they're trying to trick you into. And you don't have that mechanism of being able to not worry about everything's got to come from the sideline. Like, when just imagine you could do it yourself, and there's a trust involved, but man, I'm sure Brock Purdy would pull up on us right now and be like, "Goo, Steiny, I can't wait for that day to come." And some have that authority instinct. You know, quarterbacks have that luxury instinct. Derek Carr comes to mind. But I'm just saying, it's a power play, I think, Steiny, by Kyle, and maybe he hasn't had that quarterback yet to make him want to relinquish, you know, that.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's still giving him a 7. That's the title of the show, 2 hours in, is the 7.
Yeah. Touchdown pass, and Moody kicks the extra point. We're not going for 2. Let's go to Ty in Concord. Hey, Ty, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are you today?
Hey, doing well, thank you.
Hey, glad to be on. Thanks for letting me call in. I was just wanting to weigh in on the Brock Purdy thing. Well, I just wanted to say one thing in particular, but it seems a little unfair to me to put the team record on Brock when special teams has been costing us, 7 to 10 points a game in those losses. And so you figure if special teams just executes, we're not even looking for something special from them. But if they just hit their field goals, don't muff punts, don't allow kick returns for touchdowns, don't, punt the ball out of bounds at 35 yards or something like that. Like, there have been just a litany of these plays. And if they make those plays, Brock Purdy is sitting, 6-3, 7-2 instead of where we are today. And you know, he's made enough plays to win some of these games. And, yeah, I agree he's not as good as last year. Last year was exceptional. But to give him a 7, I think, is just a little bit off the board. I think you're looking at something like an 8, personally. He definitely can be better.
Whoa.
But truly, every game he's impressed me more than he ever had an opportunity to do last year, not through the efficiency, but some of these plays he's making, there aren't 5 other guys in the league can do it.
That's great stuff
there. So, Ty, I got to tell you, I appreciate the tone.
Ty for the win.
Because it said Ty in Concord, and it said he thinks Steiny's on one, and he wants to set him straight. But you've been very professional and courteous while you've done that.
And correct.
I didn't say
that. The team is not as good as they were last year, and obviously.
And he's not as good.
I won't fight you on that.
You know why?
But I'm giving
you can't. You can't fight me on that.
Okay, here we go, because he brought it up. Well, I'll bring it up. He alluded to it. That play to Kittle. Let's just focus and hone in on that. Greg Cole said,
great catch.
Look,
what do you want me to say? It was a great play.
And it was a great, the uncanny ability for him to stay aligned and play elevator doors with the defensive line, slide up, slide back, and then roll out, and then throw that ball as pretty as he did.
That was nice. You know what I think is more important? Carter, can you find out? Because now I can't remember. I know the Rams game. Purdy had a shot to take the team down the field to win the game.
Twice, Minnesota and the Rams.
What about the Cardinals? Were they ever up in that game?
They were up 2 scores. They're about to go up 2 scores, and JP fumbled.
But he wasn't
his best then either.
Didn't he throw a pick against the Rams that ended the game?
No.
Tipped at the line of scrimmage, and then it turned into a dying quail.
Okay, yeah, but they had to go. They drove down and threw a bomb, and then gave up a special teams gaff on the punt return.
And then the offense had a chance to win the game.
But they went down, Steiny. They punted. They went 3 and out.
Who?
The Niners.
Well,
no, I count that
he's
one.
He's had a couple chances to come back and perform game-winning drives.
What about they?
Yeah, they failed, and he's the quarterback.
I know what you're talking about, but
good.
You're putting it all.
I'm not putting it all.
When it fits.
I am not putting it all at Brock's doorstep. Give me other guys.
Well, what
Kittle.
About?
Kittle. Kittle's a 9.5.
I don't want to do this, but we have to. Ronnie Bell catches that ball against the Rams. It's a great throw.
You know
Purdy's
what?
A hero.
Ronnie Bell catches that. Was that against the Rams?
Yes.
Ronnie Bell catches that pass, and maybe.
The grade's higher?
Maybe. Oh, actually, no, it's not.
Oh, boy. Carl. No, Carter.
Unfortunately for a quarterback, because they have to rely on other people.
It's incredible.
You got it. It's part of the equation. Could have put that ball a little bit better on the numbers to Ronnie.
It hit him in the face, man.
He had to go jump high for that
stop.
One. Listen, Brock Purdy, he's having a good year.
Our guy, the last caller was spot on.
I don't think he's having a great year. I think he's having a good year.
Well,
and
great,
I think
would be a nine. Yeah. And I didn't give him that.
And I don't think I think he's closer to a good year than a great year.
And I told you, I think I'm Jaworski. Because I had an arm, and I love quarterbacking. But, Steiny, there are some baby red flags when I see him miss throws to where I'm like, man, what was that about? But it wasn't anything the defense did. It's more just like, okay, he's not ready or he's not locked in yet. But he hadn't got that lather. But there are days and plays, guys, where I'm just like, oh, Brock, come on. You got to – that's Jimmy S-like. But then he bounces right back and does everything under the sun to almost throw for 400 yards.
350.
I think it was 353.
Big difference there.
Well, not on your metric. He didn't give him any credit.
Yeah, you know what? He throws for 400 against the Bucs. Maybe I bump it up to a 7-4. I can't quite put this together, but I'm going to try. This is from the 415 on the Comcast business text line. It's a long one, but their offense is set up for Brock Purdy to be able to change the plays without an audible.
Right.
I don't know why people cannot understand this. Shanahan's playbook is complex, and there are variations built into the play already based on coverage. Once again, well, we don't need the derogatory comments about people whining from their couch. But if that's the case,
I would love for somebody to break that down for me, because we've heard that. So everybody's running the hot route, Carter. How does that work? Like, how do you know what you're up against until you come to the line and you see the defense try to trick it up or do something different and give you a different look? How does your original, it's almost like, what's the word I'm looking for? The audacity to think your normal play call is ready for everything is kind of, that's a lot. That's like, my stuff don't stink.
I kind of understand.
Yeah, but you get the definition of an audible, right? Quarterback comes to line, changes play, predicated on what he sees.
But
to say, and I love Kyle, my natural play call takes care of all that. Well, does it?
Well, clearly.
In the Super Bowl, it didn't, because you would have saw my man coming unblocked and the ball wouldn't have got tipped.
I'm just telling you, why would it all of a sudden be a problem that Kyle Shanahan's doing it this way, and he's done it this way for 7 years? If he, and Purdy addressed this the other day.
Yeah, he did.
Is when he comes to the line, they have a play call. And within that play, there Dibs are, let's say, four options.
Okay.
And when he comes up to the line of scrimmage, this is my understanding. If I'm wrong, feel free. He comes up to the line of scrimmage, takes a look, and says, you know what, the third option might be there first. Or, you know what, we're going to go with that fourth option. Now, the thing I don't know is, how do the players, how do all his teammates know what he's going to do? But clearly there's an answer for that, because they're like really good offensively.
Right. But again, guys, you have no problem with the traditional definition of an audible when you do it the old school way at the line.
Like, which Brady
and Brett Favre and Troy Aikman,
you know,
and Steve Young and Montana.
How long did it take them to be given that responsibility?
That I don't know. But when you say, hey, you don't need to say anything, young man, my play call is speaking for all of us, Carter, and I believe it could be, I would love for somebody to go, Dibs tried to do it, and I just couldn't grasp it because I'm still holding on to the
past. Why did you say that was a great point, Dibs?
But now you're playing. I told Dibs in real time. I don't get...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.